Today is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is the day after April Fool's Day. It is also, oh my God, I read the wrong days. It's National Reconciliation Day. It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, National Walking Day, National Ferret Day, and National DIY Day. I read the wrong ones on yesterday's show, but I'm going to go back and correct it. So you won't know, but I'm telling you now. Oh, I don't have anything to talk about. Hey, did you do your assignment in between listening to yesterday's episode and today's episode where you went in and you asked ChatGPT to create a geeky anything? So I did a toaster, I did a cat, and both of them had black glasses. I'm just going to do it again because, like I said, I'm recording these back to back. I'm going to say geeky octopus. It's on a roll. So also, ChatGPT, let me tell you something. I know it'll get better. And also, how jaded are we? How jaded are we? Because at first, we're like, oh my God, this artificial intelligence is crazy. It's so good. Oh my God, the advance in technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now we're like, it won't generate an image without putting glasses on it. And these are picture perfect images that it's creating. And instead of going, oh my God, this is amazing that a computer can do this. And I don't know, you know, I'm not really sure, but I'm going to say, that it does the whole glasses thing. And it also, what I want to complain about actually is I pay for ChatGPT. I pay every month for ChatGPT. And sorry, my partner is my boyfriend, my boyfie, whatever you want to call him, is messaging me because I don't even know. I don't know what this is. That he's something about Pokemon. He said spotlight hour for April Fool's is Pokeballs. So I don't know if you catch Pokeballs or what the deal is. But they give this new image feature, even though I'm a paying customer, they're limiting it. And so I'll be like working on my business idea, you know, and I don't know if I ever told you guys on yesterday's episode, but what I'm going to pay for is I'm going to take, spoiler, maybe I said it, but I don't remember, is 3D modelers. I'm going to go to Fiverr or some similar website and I'm going to find a 3D modeler. Aha, it's an octopus with glasses. I'm not kidding. You can't do it. Try. Put the word geeky. I swear to God, it'll have glasses. It's just what it is. So, I lost my bike. What was I talking about? I don't know. Oh, yeah, they charge. I pay, and they're limiting the image. So I'm working on my thing, and I'm saying, hey, generate an image of this kind of duck and generate an image of that kind of duck. And maybe I did 3 ducks in a row, let's say. I was getting my ducks in a row. And then it goes, you're going to have to wait 10 minutes to do another duck because we're processing too many images at the moment. And then I try again. It goes, you have 3 more minutes left in that 10 minutes, mister. It didn't really say it that way. But that's how I imagined it was saying it. Like, how dare you try to, I told you 10 minutes, sir. And that's like, and then it said 30 minutes. And then 30 minutes came and went. And I tried and it said, oh, I'm sorry. Try later. It didn't even give me a time. And by this time it was bedtime. And so I gave up. But again, it's so amazing what these things can do. But we get used to things so fast. We get used to things so fast and, you know, how good something works or whatever. You know, the fact that we now can carry around a phone everywhere we go and pretty much have a signal everywhere in the world, that if I'm in Turkey and I'm in a cab, I forgot I could do this, but I'm in Turkey and I'm in a cab and the guy doesn't speak English because, oh, heaven forbid someone in Turkey doesn't speak English, because I really want them all to speak English. I'm kind of bad-mouthing myself there. But I'm like, oh, boy, we don't have to learn anything. They all speak English. We get into a cab, and he doesn't speak English. And I can just take out my phone, and Google Translate will translate from Turkish to English. Oh, Google thinks I'm talking to Gemini. I guess because I said Google. I don't know. And these amazing things that we can do, and we get so used to them, and we start complaining almost immediately that they're not doing something that we want them to be able to do. I get so frustrated with it when I'm trying to get help writing code, because it will spit out some really incredible stuff that you're like, how in the hell is ChatGPT even doing this, right? And it'll get one piece of one line wrong, and I will be so irritated because I have to debug for so long to figure out what the problem is. And then it's so simple, it's just some weird hallucination in the code or something. I kind of like the picture of the octopus. I'll put that on Blue Sky as well. You guys follow me, Adam Burns UK. There is no dot on Blue Sky. There is a dot on the Gmail email address. All right. Well, I'm going to go to my totally original, never before heard segment that I like to do, where I read you guys things that I have bought on our grocery trip. Now, I did order groceries early. I ordered groceries Sunday night to get them delivered on Monday because I was going to cook the throwing down dish on Monday for dinner, and then because of internet I didn't end up doing it. But I do have I bought like 5 Kinder eggs today, but that is a side thing. I did buy some, what are these, for last night's dinner I bought some Checkers or Rally's famous seasoned fries, because I wanted seasoned fries, but those were the lowest calorie seasoned fries that I could find. And I do them in the air fryer. All right, let's see what I got. I got a fresh whole yellow onion for 70 cents. And regularly 78 cents, but I got a discount. I got some Doritos nacho cheese tortilla snack chips, Diet Mountain Dew. At Walmart, you got to get the 12-pack, people, because the 12-pack is $8. The 6-pack is over $5, so you can save $2 if you get the 12-pack. At least here. I don't know if it's everywhere. Some Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. We got Crest Premium Plus Scope Toothpaste, because we were running low on... We always have to have at least one or two extra of everything. That is Mark's rule. We were running low on toilet paper, so we got some Charmin toilet paper ultra soft. We like, our butts prefer ultra soft toilet paper here. I don't know what everyone else likes. We are also a fan of soft toilet paper. We are a fan of super strong paper towels because we get Bounty, a quicker picker upper. We get the Bounty paper towel, select A size white, 12 double rolls, 82 sheets per roll. We got some Honeysuckle White 97% fat-free ground turkey because they were out of 99%. How dare they? Some Market Side Brioche hamburger buns, some whole shallots, a couple of International Delight white mocha coffee creamer. Fresh red onions, 3-pound bag. I use a lot of red onions. I really like them. Fresh whole mushrooms, some boneless, skinless chicken thighs, a couple of red bell peppers, and some zero sugar sweet tea, because we do love some sweet tea. I spent $170.85. I saved $10.82. because they love me, but not because, I'm a retiree in AARP or whatever in Cincinnati. No, that's WKRP. I was listening to the Epitome podcast today, and she was mentioning that she calls Cincinnati WKRP, I guess because of WKRP in Cincinnati. You know, I wonder whatever happened to that blonde woman, Lonnie Anderson. Is she still alive? How old would she be? Lonnie, I'm going to look right now. We're almost out of time, though. Lonnie Anderson is... yeah, she's still alive. She's 79 years old. There we go. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.